everyone. It's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties.
Wow, what a morning. I've been awake since 4. Back pain sucks. I think it's about getting older. More things hurt. I don't know if you've noticed that. I got arthritis on my one toe. My lower back. And my lower back is one of those things I go through all the time. I'll go through periods where it's fine, it doesn't bother me, and the last 2 months has been driving me crazy. So here I am. I don't have to be up early this morning. I could actually sleep in. Most of the time I'm up at 5:30, 5:45. Summer's kind of a break. I don't have to get kids off to school. I just relax. I only work 2 early mornings. All the rest are afternoon shifts. Well, the other 2 shifts are afternoon. And here I am. Wanting to sleep in. Awake since 4 because of back pain. Yes, it sucks. You know, there's a saying, life happens for you, not to you. It's really hard to reflect on that when you wake up with back pain. You lay in bed for an hour, and you come to the conclusion life's happening to you. Apparently for you, I don't know. Well, actually, I do believe it happens for you. For whatever reason, I needed to be up early. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe I should go to the gym. So we're doing a 6:30 a.m. podcast on back pain, or at least my back pain. It's kind of funny, though, when you look back at your life and you kind of reflect, things you did when you were younger definitely pay heavy dividends. Sometimes in the wrong ways you age, putting up with arthritis in the toe. I mean, that can come from a number of things. Years of playing soccer as a young person. There may have been a time or two I've kicked something a little too hard that shouldn't have been kicked. I actually know both experiences, and both came from frustration at work. When I reflect back on that, why would I put myself in a situation to be so stressed out I would actually kick something out of frustration and now live with arthritis in my toe? Obviously, if I could go backwards, I wouldn't kick those things and I wouldn't be dealing with arthritis in my toe. Yet I find myself suffering from arthritis because of those choices. And that leaves me with what I'm currently doing. I've always been pretty good about finding jobs, different type of work. I've had 3 probably chosen careers, or at least I've chosen them, or maybe the universe chose them for me to learn something. And the most latest job, the money's okay. I mean, it's not great. It's not bad. It's just okay. But I find myself not wanting to go to work. I get my 3 days off, and I'm all too happy to have them. But then when I go back for my 4 days, I don't know if it's the environment I work in. I don't want to be there. So I need to really reflect on that and potentially find something different to do. A different salon, maybe in a different career. Now, I'm a very creative person. I've always worked in creative industries. But I don't feel very rewarded. And, you know, sometimes they say, like, when you find yourself in those situations, things can manifest in your body, like lower back pain, more foot pain, more arm pain. So is some of my back pain problem because of where I work? I know there's some things there that are not ergonomic that force me to put my body into weird positions, and I'm pretty sure that continues to aggravate the lower back. I don't know if it's time for change again, or we're just going to push through this. Now, one of the things about this job, which makes it very difficult to leave, is it definitely fits maybe not the money I want to be making or earning, but it fits the schedule I need when it pertains to my son. And that's always one of the harder things to kind of navigate or manage. Now, for a lot of my life, I've been self-employed, so I've been able to negotiate or manage that in some capability. Hang on. We need a cup of coffee. There's nothing like coffee first thing in the morning. And I think I'm on my third already. So I don't know if there's a correlation right now with my back pain and my foot flaring up from the agony of not wanting to go to my job. Even though I love my clients, I enjoy doing hair. I think it's the umbrella under which I work at or work under in the sense of this business. Because it's a big business, they have 120 plus salons. Some of their ideologies definitely don't jive with mine. They almost feel like you're owned. They write too many rules for the masses when common sense should just take over and just be like, well, you know, that doesn't make any sense. I've worked in three or four other salons. There's always rules. It doesn't matter where you go, there's rules. And rules aren't a bad thing. But when they make rules for rules, they try to cookie cutter everything, and you remove that individuality from each individual person. And one of the things about the industry I'm in is hairstylists are definitely individuals, and they have individual views and thoughts. And I think that weighs heavy on me. And I think some of my lower back pain and even my arthritis in my foot has been flaring up because of that own frustration. You know, a 10-day off to go camping with my son, that could have been 10 months from this job. It wouldn't have been long enough. Maybe that's the universe telling me it's time to move on and find something new to do, which maybe I actually really should go do. I really should explore my options. I actually had a friend over here the other night for beers and burgers. And she said to me, she goes, Coralie, you can do anything you want. She goes, you're one of the most multi-talented people I know in many different diverse fields. She's going to work for something you hate. She goes, just quit right now. You don't need the job. She goes, you'll be working somewhere else tomorrow or the day after. And it really had me thinking. And while I was laying there in bed this morning at 4 a.m., I think I got up around 4:30, came and had a drink of water, and went back to bed. And by 5 o'clock, I literally couldn't lay there anymore. My lower back, I couldn't get comfortable in the bed. But it had me thinking, is she right? For many years, in my 20s, a good portion of my 30s, I was self-employed. I came and went as I wanted. If it was a nice, sunny, hot day, and you got up in the morning, you didn't feel like working, you just said, screw it, I'm going to mail this one in today. Take the day off and go do something fun. Or if something happened midday that said, hey, here's an opportunity for you, the universe goes, hey, Coralie, it's a perfect day to go skiing. The opportunity's there. Why don't you seize it? Being self-employed, and that doesn't mean not taking the responsibility of the job I was doing and getting it done in a timely fashion, which I did, but that flexibility to come and go as you please. Now, in the service industry, when you're doing many service things like hairdressing, you have a responsibility and an onus to your clients. So you can't just mail it in unless you're sick or something. Maybe not something bad has happened, but it always seems to be something bad has happened while you don't go to work. With this current employment, that isn't an option. And even when you're sick, you have to prove you're sick. And in all my years, I've never had to prove I was sick. I'm not the kind of person that calls in very easily. I got to be pretty much stuck in my bed before I actually call in not to go to work. But with the trend over the last current few years, even a sneeze, a cough, and a bad fart is enough to keep you home and away from your employer. But I have to wonder if the back pain and the foot pain right now aren't a spinoff of that agonizing nag not to go to my job. And it's not that I even dislike the people. I have no problem with the people I work with. The people I work with are great. They're nice people. I don't necessarily know if they're my people. Some of them maybe. But I'm sure if I worked in a different setting, I may not have communication with them or very limited communication, and I'm funny that way. When I leave an employer, I may only ever talk to one person. It could be 40 or 50 people there. I might only talk to one person. I don't know why that is. It's been that, I've been like that since I was a kid. Even after high school, I very rarely talked to people I went to school with. And if it wasn't for something like Facebook, I probably wouldn't even know where they're living or what they're doing with their lives. It's funny because I see other people, they work somewhere, they've gone to school, and they keep bonds with people forever and ever. Does that make me wrong, weird, or different? So I don't think leaving this job, when I do leave this job, because I think it's inevitable, keeping contact with those people, it's probably not going to happen. Bumping into them and being friendly, yes. Seeing them on Facebook, probably. And you move on to a new chapter in your life. Does that make me secure with my own person? That I don't need to have a lot of people around? Or do I just not have the social skills to do so? I don't know. I've had people tell me at work, you're a very personable person. You know, you're very good with your clients. And those are all things that make you feel good. They should make you feel good. Yet I don't feel very rewarded in the employment I have with the employer I currently work for. I should be thankful for the opportunity they gave me. They've given me a ton of education. They've helped me be a better me as far as salon work goes. And maybe even help me be a better me for me. But it still leaves me pondering, is my lower back pain and my foot pain lately because of my nagging desire not to work for these people? I hate to shoot myself in the foot. I'd hate to quit a job that the money is okay, the structure is good, overruled in my opinion. I think there's too many rules and too much structure. Kind of ties your hands a little bit. Or is taking the opportunity to take a new challenge more beneficial? Maybe that's what the universe wants. Does my back pain go away? That would be nice. Or go away for a period of time? I don't know. I guess this podcast today is just pondering my thoughts on why my back hurts. And maybe just waking up too early and laying in bed. And knowing that around 10:30 I have to leave to go to work. And I don't really want to. Maybe I should go to the gym and work out some of that frustration and think about it. Or maybe I should start looking for another opportunity. I don't know. Back pain sucks. I don't know if going back to yoga, it's been a long time since I've gone to yoga. It's been a long time since I've done a lot of things. It's been years since I've been in the gym. I wonder if the hottie's still there. That was definitely eye candy. Boy, just to reach out and touch that. Anyways, I'll keep my naughty thoughts to myself. Maybe going to the gym will help my back. Maybe it'll help me work that frustration out of not wanting to go to work. Not something I've felt very often in my life. But anyways, this is just about my back, my thoughts for this morning. It's kind of crazy. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Peace, love. Namaste.